still together when it ends. That may be all I need. Darkness, she is all I see. Come and rest your bones with me, darling. Storm Sunday morning, and I never want to leave.
Out here, 2015 SH Festival. I'm joined by my man, the JV killer, Jake Vitas, and Larry the Lobster. I mean Ryan Brennan. I'm so sorry. Sports Hour. We got some interesting things coming up with my man Jake.
Yeah, we're gonna go over a lot of stuff today. We're gonna go over a lot of recent news in the sports world, NBA Finals predictions, the NBA Draft. We're gonna predict the Eagles season and how we think they're gonna do. And then we're going to play some good tunes for you. Starting off right now.
All right. So we got some recent sports news coming up. Well,
I think we're going to start off by talking about the Ryan Clady injury. That doesn't seem like it would be that big of a deal, but for somebody like Peyton Manning, who's up there in age, it definitely hurts that team and their chances for him to get another Super Bowl ring, I think, especially when he's his blind side protector.
Didn't they just sign – who did they just sign? They just signed someone like 20 minutes ago.
Yeah, like 20 minutes ago or something like that. He's definitely not as good as Ryan Clady, in my opinion, but he's definitely a step up from whoever they had.
I think they should have brought in Jake Long.
Jake Long?
Yeah.
With Clady out for the year, the Broncos' Super Bowl chances are gone.
I honestly don't think they were really up there.
I think especially in that division, being as hard as it is, it's Chiefs are starting to get better.
Chiefs are getting better. The Raiders.
Yeah, Derek Carr, Amari Cooper, dude, stop them. No, who's going to stop them?
They're starting out good, though.
I mean, Derek Carr.
Okay, maybe
all right,
no, people will stop
them.
But then you have somebody like the Colts, who are just starting off, starting to get a lot of more experience. Got to the AFC Championship last year. They had Frank Gore, Andre Johnson.
See us in the Super Bowl.
Trent Cole. Sounds more like a retirement home than an NFL franchise, if you ask me. But
I agree.
All right, well, we're going to put another song on. We're going to go with Are You Mine by the Arctic Monkeys.
I'm up a bit on a stream, Tracy Island, time traveling, diamond, could a sheep heartache to come to find you, for in some velvet morning, years too late, she's a silver lining, lone ranger riding through an open space, in my mind, when she's not right there beside me, I go crazy, cause here isn't where I wanna be, and satisfaction feels like a distant memory. She's not right there beside me.
Back SHS for 2015. All right, before we start talking about the NBA Finals here, I'm going to give a shout-out to my man, Robbie Mansfield, sitting over there. How you doing, Rob? Easy. All right, so what are your guys' predictions for the NBA Finals?
I said this from the start of the playoffs. I don't think – if the Cavaliers are healthy, I don't think anybody can beat them. There's too much raw talent on that team.
Cavs in six.
Cavs in six, yeah. I think they could pull off the sweep. I don't think it's going to happen. The Warriors have way more depth than the Cavs, but the Cavs starting lineup is – it's like an all-star team.
All right, so here's my bold prediction. Golden State in four. Sweep.
That's the dumbest thing.
No one can stop my man, Chef Curry, baby. He's too nice.
No.
He's definitely – he is the MVP, but I still don't think he's the best player in the world. I think LeBron James is the best player in the world, hands down.
What do you think, Chris?
I mean, yeah, he's the MVP and all, but I think the Cavaliers win the series as long as LeBron can do whatever he wants. The key to the series will probably be Andre Iguodala. If he can stop LeBron, then the Warriors have a shot. But I don't think that's going to happen. I think the Cavs in five.
Cavs in five? I don't think it's going to be a sweep. I definitely think the Warriors will get a game or two. But personally, I don't see the Warriors winning the season. They're winning this
The Cavs are winning this series, no doubt in my mind. But Cavs in six.
Cavs in six.
Simple as that.
And especially with the Warriors now getting a little bit injured. Klay Thompson had a shot to the head. Steph Curry in game four had a... could have been a concussion.
Yeah.
So injuries are happening at the wrong time, and Kyrie Irving's getting healthy at the right time for the Cavs.
Yeah.
So that'll help them out.
So I'm the only one with Golden State winning.
Yeah, I think
wow.
so.
And
that's
all right.
But I think it's good the two best teams in each conference ended up in the finals. So, I mean, it worked out.
This is my finals prediction from day one.
The Warriors and the Cavs?
Yeah.
I thought so. I didn't think the Warriors were going to get this far. I didn't think they were experienced enough. But I definitely think – I knew the Cavs were going to get to the finals because that Eastern Conference is
terrible.
It's
not nearly as good as the Western Conference.
Not even close. But I definitely think the Cavs will pull it out.
What do you guys think about the Sixers going to make the finals?
Jimmy, you got to come over here. Joined by guest star Jimmy Drumgoole.
You guys, what do you guys think about the Sixers making the playoffs next year, Eastern Conference?
Sixers making the playoffs next year?
Think it's possible?
Hey, it's possible. That conference is weak, but
what happens?
I think they're still a couple years away.
Yeah, they need
to develop the draft. Pick up
a few more important pieces.
Pick up D'Angelo Russell in the draft, hopefully.
It won't be enough. I don't think they might make it next year as a wild card, but I don't think it's going to be a long run for them next year.
If they put it all together, sign some players in free agency, it can happen.
I'm all for offering Kawhi.
Right now, the draft is
contract.
The biggest key.
Yeah, they need to get a good draft, and they need to start drafting good people. Maybe pick up a few solid picks or solid people in the offseason, free agents.
I don't get it, though. Why are the Sixers so worried about changing the logo? I mean, shouldn't they be changing the roster? you know what I'm saying?
No. The roster's fine, dude. They just need to develop. That's all it is. They're young.
Yeah, but when you're the second or third worst team in the NBA, you definitely shouldn't be worried about your
uniforms. If we keep the roster we have now, we'll
yeah,
we'll
obviously
be good
the
future.
Roster's not fine, Jimmy. Yeah.
I mean,
now,
let's
still young.
There's
let's
two
put
or three
way,
players
guys.
On the roster that shouldn't even be in the NBA.
Who?
Henry
but
Sims.
So,
I could argue.
He won't be on the team next year.
One last topic before we get off to another break. So, finals season again. So, which raises the question, LeBron or Jordan? Every year it comes up.
Jordan.
And I still think it's Jordan. It's not
Jordan,
even
but
no.
Jordan in shape.
No. LeBron's legacy will he'll pass Michael Jordan eventually.
I don't know. The more you look into Michael Jordan's career, the worse it gets for everyone.
I mean, he's just the best. He's best to ever play it, and it's not even that close, to be honest. Like every other sport has controversy of who the best was.
Yeah.
But I think the NBA, it's Mike, and it's not even close.
Don't get me wrong. Oh, okay. We're gonna wrap it up.
Yeah, we're gonna get off to a quick break when we get back for the break. More. Real quick sports talk, and this one's going out to Mr. McPherson right here at the third annual SH Festival right here from Sterling High School.
I think it's very vital to rock around. That's right. On top. It's tricky. It's up tight. Here we go. It's tricky to rock around. To rock around. That's right. On time. It's tricky. It's tricky. 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 It's tricky to rock around. To rock around. That's right. On time. It's tricky. 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 I met this little girly, her hair was kinda curly. Went to her house and bust her out. I had to leave real early. These girls are really sleazy. All they just say is please me. Or spend some time and rock a rhyme. I said it's not that easy. It's tricky to rock around. To
Get it, Mr. McPherson. He's been known to karaoke this song, I'm just saying.
We're back here. We have some trivia for the audience out here. First person to come up and answer it gets a free Denny's Grand Slam breakfast. It's sports related, so if you don't know, that's fine. The question is, who is the only team to go to four straight Super Bowls and not win? The question is, and if you know it, you come over to Jimmy Drumgoole. He has a mic here, and you can answer it. If you get it right,
all right, come on down, Sean McPherson.
Come on, Sean.
I know you know the answer. Come on.
The only team to go to four straight Super Bowls and not win once.
I don't know the answer to this, but I'm going to go over.
If you get it right, you get like a Denny's free
Denny's gift card.
It's worth it.
Give him the mic.
That's easy.
All right, Buffalo Bills.
That is correct. You want a free Denny's
Grand Slam breakfast? How about that?
I don't even know where the nearest Denny's is.
I don't even know where the Denny's is.
They truly get involved.
All right, we're going to come back, and we might have another trivia question after this. We're going to play a song.
Where are you? What are you listening to?
We're going to play...
Was it you who spoke the words that things would happen but not to me? Oh, taking your advice, and I'm looking on the bright side and balancing the whole thing. Oh, but it oftentimes those words get tangled up in the lines, and the bright light turns to night. Oh, until the dawn it brings another day to sing about the magic that was you and me. Cause you and I both loved what you and I spoke of, and others just read of, others only read of the love, or the love that I love. Yeah, love. See, I'm all about them words, over numbers, unencumbered, numbered words. Hundreds of pages, 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 four words. More words than I had ever heard, and I feel so alive, cause you and I.
if you had to go away. Oh, just remember the telephones, well, they're working them both ways. But if I never ever hear them ring, if nothing else, I'll think the bell's inside. If finally found you someone else.
All right, guys, we got some more sports trivia coming up here for a chance to win a free Grand Slam breakfast at Denny's. The question is, what Phillies pitcher threw a perfect game 5 years ago today? First person to come up here and answer gets a Denny's gift card.
Mike Williams has it.
Mike Williams?
Oh, Kevin Gillis.
What's the answer?
Chase Utley. I think Kevin's right. He said Chase Utley.
Roy Halladay.
He's got it. All right, he gets a free.
It's that easy.
Grand Slam.
Somewhere in Blackwood.
Have fun with that, dude.
One more question.
One more question?
Yeah.
All right, here's a good question. One more question before we go on
before
break.
Before we kick it off to another song.
How many Super Bowls have the Patriots won?
Three.
You can't win twice.
Come on, Nick.
Twice.
We need a new person.
Somebody's got to come up here.
Anybody.
Or just tell someone and look them up.
Caesar Bilibor.
Oh.
Dang.
Four.
Yeah.
Yep. Free Grand Slam Denny's breakfast.
Well, how about that?
Maybe next time.
All right, I'm going to have a variation to this. I need Mr. McPherson up here, please. Any math teacher, come on up. That's right, I'm calling you out. Let's hear from Mr. McPherson, everybody. One time for McPherson. Yeah, that's a little soft, but anybody who's not in your class should be failing right now. Mr. McPherson, come around here, please. Come around here. We're going to give away something else here, another Denny's gift card for free breakfast, because you like breakfast, yeah?
I love breakfast.
All right, that's good. We need a math question. Math question coming at you. I'm putting you on the spot. Do you want to think of one, and we'll come back after the break?
I have to get the question?
You give the question.
I don't know.
A random math question. Are you a math teacher? All right, let's give him some time to think about it.
What are the first five digits of pi?
First five digits of pi. The first person to come up here and tell us what the first five digits of pi are in order. In order. Hmm. All right, here we go.
3.14159.
No, are you going after the 0.14? We didn't specify. All right, he's got it. 3.14159. That's a winner. Stick around for. We put him on the spot, and that's what we like. All right, more songs, more trivia, sports stuff. More likely not. Right after this.
Back here with another sports trivia question. This is basketball. Who is the all-time leader in points for the 76ers?
If you get this right, you get a lanyard and a free breakfast. If you know the answer, come over here.
Come up here and answer.
Come up and answer it.
All right. Come on, Tom. Let's hear it.
Is it Allen Iverson?
No, he's second. There's somebody.
All right, well. Does anyone know?
It's tough.
All right, quick announcement. Namir Johnson, if you're out here, you need to go to the main office. You're in Mr. Shules' class. Got to find Namir Johnson. You have to go to the main office. Sorry. Back to the sports talk. We're coming at you live.
All right, what's the question?
The question is, who is the all-time leader in points for the Philadelphia 76ers? If you get this right, that would work. You get a lanyard and a free breakfast to Denny's. And maybe a shirt.
Teachers can win this, too.
Should I give him the first name?
No.
No?
No hints.
I feel like Kevin Gilligan knows.
I've never even heard of this guy.
Is it Dr. J?
Hey, Zach. I don't know, man.
All right, let's see.
Does he know?
If you know it, come up.
Julius Erving?
You got a lanyard and a...
He said Julius Erving.
Julius Erving? No.
I got it.
Hal Greer.
Yeah, that's it. Hal Greer.
Wow, congratulations.
Hal Greer.
Who?
You get a lanyard.
Never heard of him a day in my
and
life.
And a Denny's gift card.
And a Denny's card.
Let's see here.
Is Mr. Kelsey still out here? Send him over here.
Mr. Kelsey, come on
Send
down.
Send him over to Mr. Kelsey. Or Behringer.
Oh, he just went in.
Is Behringer out here still? Any teacher, just come up here.
Hey, Mr. Jones. How about you come on down here?
Miss Dunn, Miss Llewellyn. All right, we've got Jonesy. Jonesy, come on over.
All right, here we go. It's a teacher question now. Jonesy, we put McPherson on the spot. We're going to put you on the spot for a chance to win a shirt. Not the SH Estival shirt, because this is a limited quality, you know. We don't have a lot of these. Here's what we're going to do. We need a science question. First person to answer the question correctly wins a prize. What do you got for us? You ready? Everybody out there ready. Science question coming at you. Stein, if you get this wrong, that's not good.
What is the core of the Earth made of?
What is the core of the Earth made of? First person to come up. Brandon coming up.
Oh, man.
First person to come up. Brandon, what do you got?
Is it magma?
No.
It is not magma. Sorry. You lose. What is the core of the Earth made of?
Radiation.
Radiation. Is that correct, Mr. Jones?
No. Negative.
Negative, Ghost Rider. The pattern is full. What is the core of the Earth made of? If you've won already, you cannot win again. Ready. And what's your name? Where are you from?
Aiden. Magnolia.
Aiden from Magnolia. What do you got? What is the core of the Earth made of? Everybody's watching. Go.
Molten rock.
Molten rock, also known as magma.
No.
No.
Think metal.
What's your name? Where are you from?
Tyler Stratford.
What is the core of the Earth made of, Tyler from Stratford?
Iron.
Iron.
Iron and what?
Iron and what?
Someone
the shrugging
out.
Of the shoulder. All right, we have half the answers.
Someone
I can't give you half of a shirt, unfortunately. All right. Ryan, what do you got?
Metals.
Iron and metals.
I need a specific metal.
And
iron and what is uranium-235?
Iron and uranium-235.
No.
No. This is going a lot longer than I would have thought.
Oh,
all right.
Zach's got
Zach,
it.
What do you got?
The Devil's Clubhouse.
Close, but no.
Iron and nickel.
Iron and nickel.
That is correct.
That is correct.
You already won.
But he already won. Give it out to somebody else. That's awesome. Good work out of you.
All right, you know what? Keep the shirt.
Coming up next, I know Miss McNorby has one. She's got one on deck, so what we'll do, we'll get off to a quick break, come back from the break, and we'll have her question on deck as well as some sports stuff right after this.
All right.
Feel alive. Hey, yeah,